Good evening, sleepyhead. Oh no, don't look so shocked to find me here. I know you've seen my husband and I living across the alley in the apartment opposite. Yes, we've seen you too. Perhaps more of you than you realize. You've noticed your predicament. Yes, I do have a perfectly good reason for tying you up naked to your chair, I assure you. Notice that you're facing the picture window that opened out into the alley. Here, let me lift the shades and illuminate the situation. There. You see, across the way in my apartment, my husband in all his meager glory, shall we say, tied up in much the same way as you are. And it looks like he's waking up also. But who you can't quite see, sleeping soundly on the bed beside him, is your wife. Yes, that's right. I drugged all three of you. I had to in order to set up this little... Let's call it a game, shall we? Okay, stay calm and let me explain. As you can barely see, my dear husband is a bit of a disappointment. Short, balding, and not very well endowed. None of that ever bothered me, though, because he always treated me as his queen as best as he could manage. I was his world. That is, I was, until you moved in right across the alleyway, you and your gorgeous specimen of a wife. The minute he noticed her silhouette, I became invisible. I had to go without his affections. You don't think I got sick of cleaning up his cum-soaked boxers and socks after he stayed up spying on her, oogling her petite frame, or full pouting lips and that oh-so-spankable derriere? Oh, does that anger you? How do you think I feel? You're wondering why I left them together then. Yes, I'm getting to that. At first, I just wanted my husband back. But then I started to see what he saw in your wife, and I saw what you were packing, too. What you had with her, the way you both satisfied each other so completely, so equally, night after night, to the point of exhaustion. And a deep, aching, never-satisfied need awakened within me. So I come to the point at last. Soon your wife will wake up and see my husband naked and tied up. He has no idea what's going on, neither does she, and both of them are locked in the bedroom with no phone, no internet access. See, I need my husband to get your wife out of his system, have fun with her, so he can come back to me. What a temper you have. Test your ties all you want. I'm sure they're secure. It's just a game, my dear, after all. And if she can teach him a thing or two about how to really please a woman, I would personally very much appreciate that. So my game will not end until she gives him what he wants, and until he can give her even a portion of what you get from her night after night after night. What's that? She would never cheat on you. Oh, that's so sweet. It also brings me to why you are here with me, tied up and facing them in full view, completely naked. I don't expect them to read my mind, after all, so you and I are going to have to demonstrate to them exactly what I want. Exactly what I want. Until they get the hint and join in, either through excitement or jealousy, I don't really care which. Look at me. I'm a woman in her prime. Curvaceous and stacked. Experienced, sure, but never really been stretched. I want to feel a real man inside of me. I want you to treat me the way you treat your yummy wife over there, and I must underline, this game will not end until I am completely satisfied. Oh, yes. One more thing. You will be the very last one to come. Everyone must be satisfied before you, at least once. Now that got your attention, didn't it? Yes. The mere mention of coming at my hands left an impression, I see. And I'm not the only one. My husband is incensed at the sight of your long, proud cock standing to attention, putting his to shame. His is hard too, I see. Not that it looks like it. Your wife is waking up. The game begins. Yes, there she is. You can see I dressed her in a lovely designer lace. Well, you don't care, it's lingerie. It makes her ass pop, and it matches mine. I think I pull it off better, though. What do you think? Yes, I know you love your wife. Chill out. I love my husband. I just have a little problem to solve, and this is my solution. Okay, what's happening? She looks groggy and confused. She's seen Robert. Oh dear. She looks appalled. I told you he wasn't much to look at. He's enjoying his view, though, isn't he? Probably leaking pre-cum already, the perv. The anticipation is making me wet, too. Can you smell that? Oh, God. Your cock is straining so hard right now just for me even hinting about what's going on inside my panties. This is gonna be so fun. Okay, back to your wife. She's yelling, finger pointing, blaming my husband. Oh, can't you see he's a prisoner too? He's trying to nod in our direction now. At least he's cottoned on. Big smile and a wave for our audience, mister. Oh, I forgot. You're tied up. Oops. I'll do it. Hey, guys! Shall I try to gesticulate to them? Play a game of charades to tell them what I want? No, I have a better idea. Oh, don't get excited at those car sounds, love. This is a rarely traveled alleyway. They might pass the front of our apartments, but they're not going to pass through here, and they're not going to find out what I've done. And even if they did, even if a spare garbage truck or biker or sullen teen did manage to walk through here, they wouldn't notice your plight. They wouldn't look through the window, and they wouldn't care. Shall I try to gesticulate to them now? Play a game of charades to tell them what I want? No, I have a better idea. How about I drop the straps on this baby doll? Let's give everyone the view they want. And I'll kneel beside you here and breathe warmly on your engorged cock head. Oh, I need this. Are they staring at me as I lean closer? What about now? As I wrap my hot tongue around your shaft. Stop struggling! Don't resist this. She couldn't leave you, even if she does blame you. She's my prisoner, dummy. Oh, but she does look mad, doesn't she? What is she going through my underwear drawer for? She won't find a key in there. Stop trying to break the door lock, honey. You won't be leaving that way. Give me some more of that tasty cock. Is she still trying? Look at that waste of energy. Okay. Seems like hubby is calming her down. His tongue can charm any girl, you know. How do you think he bagged me? But he also knows I'm not going to be trifled with, and I don't do things by halves. Okay. There, now they're both looking back at me. At us. Now, let's turn it up a bit. Here, I'll lean my chest in close to you and wrap my fingers firmly around your shaft. Boy, it's really throbbing hard now. I think you're finally getting into the spirit of things. I'm going to nod encouragingly to them as I slowly stroke you. Do you like it firm like that? They can't look away. I think we have them now. Perhaps a long, slow bath with my tongue. I love the taste of your pre-cum. Maybe it'll make my ass as big and juicy as hers. Well, we've got her captivated, her rage slowly subsiding to determination, I believe. But look at my pathetic husband staring at her bubble of mass. He's straining against his cuffs just to cop a feel. God, at least offer her a drink first. Oh, I feel invented. Bulge in my hands. You are loving this, aren't you? Yeah? You want me to speed up my stroking? I bet you do, but I do remember saying you come last. Okay. Don't pout like that here. Have a taste of these. Yes, they are bigger than your wives. You can see that they're much more than a nice handful. Not that you have a hand free right now. But I beg you, use that tongue the way I've seen you do from across the alley. You aren't the only one enjoying this. Is she getting turned on by seeing my big brown nipples disappear inside your mouth? Are her pretty cheeks blushed with horniness, or is it rage? I can't quite tell. You're good at this. I knew you would be. Gosh. How can I not be jealous? No, look at me. Here, let me push my nipples together so you can motivate me. Oh, yes, now that got her going, yes. She's finally gonna play as she backs that gorgeous round booty into my husband's face. He doesn't know what hit him. Fuck. He'll probably jizz right there if she twerks right on his nose. Yes, yeah, roll that hung over my nipples, yes. So good. Oh, I felt that all the way down my spine. No, come on. Can't you see how much everyone's gonna enjoy this before we're through? Now I'm soaked through already. Here, let me give you a taste off my fingers. Good. Do you think your wife will do the same for my husband? Do you think she understands how this game works yet? Let's have a look at what she's doing. Oh, bless. She's grinding her ass onto his mouth and is bending right over trying to find his tiny little dick. He's probably dribbling so much pre-cum everywhere, it'll just slip right out of her hands. I told you. She's yelling at him. Probably mad he's so close already. You trained her well to not put up with a lazy lover like my man. You think she'll whip him into shape for me? Here. You can have a break from seeing this. I don't want to overstimulate you too soon. I'm going to turn the chair around. Oof. Okay. You're a solid man, aren't you? Muscly. So I can sit on your face and watch the show. Oh, look. Great minds clearly work alike because she's doing the same thing. Now, you better lick me good and deep, mister. You're in for a very long night. Don't hold back. Tongue my juicy pussy the way you ravish hers. Probe me deep. I want her to see ecstasy all over my face. I need her to demand it of my pitiful. Oh, God. How are you doing that? Fuck. I'm gonna grind your face until it is drowning in my juices. Yes. God, yes. What? What's happening with your wife? She looks confused. Disappointed. I can't see him anymore, but she's grabbing his head. Oh, he probably didn't know where to put his tongue. Okay. She's dressing herself on him and... Oh. Oh, God. Now it looks like he's doing it right. She nearly fell off the chair. That got you fired up. Woo. Fuck it, if this is what she gets every night. Please teach my, oh God, teach my husband how to do this. What? Oh, right, you can't see. We're both catching our breath. I can't believe she taught him to do that. At least it sure looks like he did it right. She looks as satisfied as I feel. But now she's looking mad again. She's up again, banging on the window. Does she think this is over? Not by a long shot, honey. My husband still needs to get her out of his system, and I am not going to leave without feeling that delicious veiny rod explode inside of me. I love your goofy smile, especially with your lips still painted in my juices like that. All in good time, my dear. Let me spin you halfway around. Let her see what an absolute goddess I am on my knees as I pleasure her husband. Oh, it's so good to finally have someone hit the back of my throat. she see the long telltale strings of saliva that show how well I've deep-throated in her man. Mm. Good luck doing that on my pathetic, selfish husband. Mm. Can you lip read? You think she told him he can forget her sucking on his pin dick? Mm. Oh, too bad for you. I guess I'll stop then. You know the rules. You don't come until he does. Oh, don't look so frustrated, pet. If she keeps walking around with her bare ass jiggling like that, he'll pop without her doing a thing. Of course, that won't help you either. He has to learn how to satisfy her with that tiny thing. Didn't I mention that before? I'm sure I did. I want him trained how to use that twig, not just his tongue. I can see I have to take the lead again. Here, spin around to face them. Let everyone get a good view of that proud dick as I sink my tight, wet cunt onto you. I feel full for the first time. Oh, I can't tell you how much I needed this. Fucking fuck. Oh, God, how much I needed this. Oh, it's taking all my strength to go slow, but I will not rush this feeling. Slowly stretch me wide. Oh, you're scratching an inch so deep inside of me. Oh, and your wife cannot take her eyes off me. She's red. She's fuming. Oh, but I can't. I have her man's cock buried in my pussy and she can't do a thing about it. She takes a sad look back at the micro dick that's her only option and then us. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, I feel your throbbing veins at every part of me. I am trying so fucking hard to keep slow and steady here. She's bending over, wiggling backwards. She can tell he's a slave to her ass already. Smart girl. What is she doing? She's scooping some cum from her full glistening lips and reaching around and... Oh! Why didn't I think of that? Faster. She spreads her full round juicy fuck. Cheek sloops him up and lowers herself down. Fuck, that's so hot. Fuck me hard. Fuck me hard. Yeah, I know. Going pretty fast now. I can't help it. Oh god. I bet even his tiny dick would feel so good inside my virgin asshole right now. Tear her ass all apart, baby. Do it for your baby girl. Oh, the clever bitch with her enchanting pillowy ass. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's positively gushing all over my couch. I can't wait to go home and smell her in my bedroom. Oh, I think he's doing it. He's filling her ass and she's screaming out. God, oh God, now, come to your little inside of me, fill me up, fill me, fuck, fill me up. Fuck. I'm so glad you two were good sports. I'm sorry I took such drastic measures, but I really think this might have saved my marriage. Maybe... we can return the favor sometime. I'm sure you won't get the image of my throat bulging with your cock out of my mind any out of your mind anytime soon. Oh god, you fucked me stupid. You know, I don't think my husband could ever do that. Please tell me you'll need my help sometime soon. Well, I better go release those two from their cage. I'll send the key for your locks back over with your wife, and she can keep the lingerie. We'll be keeping our blinds open. See you soon.